Well, welcome back to Celebrity Buzz. Yes, been a minute since we've chatted, but I'm glad to be back hanging out with you. My name is Garrett, of course. And as you might know, we're kind of looking for a new, like, co-host hangout. So I met my friend David. David, hello.
Hello.
All right. So I was with David just the other day, and we were hanging out. I was getting into, you know, learning about David as a friend, and he said, "Hey, I'm into pop culture. You know, I want to get into radio, podcasting, get behind the mic." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I got an idea." And you said, "What's that?" I go, "I got a podcast." Mm-hmm. And you said, "You do?" And I said, "Uh-huh."
Just like that.
And that's how we got here. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, yes. What you're about, who you're about. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
David, thank you. That was a very lovely introduction. Love that. I'm from West Orange, New Jersey. And I love pop culture. You hit it right on the nose.
Like for me, pop culture, born and raised. Like a lot of people are like, "Oh, I'm gonna play for the Chicago Bulls when I grow up." Like for me, like I knew what celebrities were doing. Why? I don't know. It just was one of those things that just came natural to me. And I assume it's almost the same for you. Like it was almost like a hobby.
Absolutely. I like remember telling my parents I wanted to work at Blockbuster growing up, and then obviously that didn't work out. But I would listen to the radio constantly. So never had a TV in my room, always had the radio 24/7. And that just turned into like me. All right. Well, I don't want to work at Blockbuster anymore. I'm going to be on Disney Channel.
All right.
Like sending letters to Disney, Nickelodeon, whatever.
Did you want to be a Disney star?
I did. Yeah.
Like what show did you want to be a part of? Like for me, it was old school. I would have loved to be on Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like...
But I'm sure you... I'm a little bit older. I'm older than you, obviously.
But it's on Disney Plus, so I can, like, you know, can catch stream up. That. Yeah. I honestly wanted to be in the Jonas Brothers. I don't know how. There was going to be, like, no possible way. But I remember, like, writing a letter to their fan club or whatever, being like, "Hey, so I don't know if you were looking for anybody else."
So you wanted to be a part of the Jonas Brothers show.
Correct, yeah.
All right.
Didn't work out.
So but from there you're just starting in your career, which is cool, and I'm glad that you have some time as you're looking for a job to come hang out here. So let's talk about some stories that are popping up on your feed today. Let's start off with Harry Styles. Big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan solo or with One Direction?
Both.
I
like his first album rather than the new one that he just came out.
So it was just reported that Harry Styles is building a $40 million, not mansion. They're calling it a super mansion. He's knocking down two multi-million dollar or pounds properties into one, which is crazy. Huh. So he probably bought two $20 million properties and said, "I'll take both." Like, imagine having that power, David. Imagine having that much money where you could knock down
two mansions
and build one mega mansion. Like, why wouldn't you just, I would put a bridge. I would put a bridge between the two mansions.
You would start, like, a new city.
Yeah, it would be like a city. It would be cooler than owning one big home, but I get it. So,
all these people?
So this is interesting. So I was reading that he hired Meghan Markle's interior designer, which is odd because I guess Meghan Markle's interior designer was looking for a job since they left London and moved to Canada. So between them, the houses have boast 10 bedrooms, which I never understood as a celebrity. I get you.
Your friends and family come over.
I get you have a lot of friends, but 10 bedrooms is a lot.
Like, it's a lot.
I got three in my house. I got three bedrooms. Three and a half.
Like kids' guest room, your room, right?
10. Imagine 10 bedrooms. That's a lot. 10 bedrooms, a game room, a cinema.
I was gonna say there has to be a movie theater in there somewhere.
And of course, a very impressive spiral staircase.
Obviously. No elevator?
Well, you got to think there's an elevator somewhere.
Right.
You got to think there's an elevator somewhere.
40 million.
Yeah.
40 pounds.
So that's interesting. That's interesting where they're at. You know, I think in the realm of everything, Harry's definitely doing very well for himself post One Direction life.
He just sold out
Madison Square Garden.
Again.
Yes.
For like I think it's going to be his fifth show.
Harry Ween.
I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to be.
Now, you hear the name Harry Ween.
I'm ready, but also like Madison Square Garden, so like no masks and stuff, obviously. So I can't go like too hard.
I automatically think he's like, "I want everybody in the world singing Harry Ween."
Harry Ween.
Harry Ween.
I'm definitely going to buy merch with that limited edition, clearly.
So this is interesting. So it's been a decade. I don't know if you even remember this story, but Sandra Bullock was blindsided about almost 10 years ago by Jesse James.
Right. And he turned like
Yep.
Easy. Yep. Oh, yes.
So a source reveals that that Sandra is not happy that her ex is returning to reality TV.
What is he doing?
He's going back to where it all started. Like, so he started a revival of Monster Garage, the series, because that's where he started.
Okay.
And Sandra, like, so it's going to be hard, I guess, they're reporting that Sandra's going to be like, he's back in the limelight. But at the end of the day, 10 years ago, like, if your ex, David, 10 years ago, you were with someone 10 years ago, they come back into not your life, but into the realm of, you know, the quote
TV,
unquote same thing that you're doing right now.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Would it bother you?
I honestly, like, if there was, I want to be too busy to not realize, like, what's going on
right
with them, you know?
I think Sandra's okay. This is the interesting thing, like, reading all this stuff. Like, you always hear a source close to.
Who's telling them?
Exactly. It could be the guy that was dropping off the seamless order, you know, to her
definitely.
House that turns around and sells the story. So I take it with a grain of salt. I think Sandra Bullock is strong enough as a person to go, okay, great.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long he's happy, he's healthy. Great. I'm doing my thing. Let him do his. The past is the past.
And
I get
that's
it.
That's all there is. I'm surprised because he had some very interesting views about stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why they would give him a platform again.
I guess, you should. You know this now, and if you're listening, you understand too. Everything that's old is new again.
Yeah.
So bringing back Monster Garage is not. I'm not surprised by it. But, you know, I just found it more interesting that they went for the fact that Sandra is so upset. I don't think she's upset.
She should be fine.
Let's talk about a couple that seems to be, they seem to be like that high school couple that we all know where they were together, then they broke up, back together, broke up. Now let's talk about Channing Tatum, Jesse J. So, David, it seems like Channing is ready to get married again.
To Jesse J.
To Jesse J.
Well, I thought they were on the break. They were
They're back together. Okay. They got back together a couple weeks ago. At least Instagram official.
Okay.
That's the only way the world knows.
That anybody knows.
Exactly. So it looks like Channing's ready to go. Now it seems like one of those movies where the couple breaks up. The guy realizes what he's missing,
and then
he's ready.
Back.
Yeah.
He
goes back and he's ready to propose
and get their life started.
Right.
I think, what if they have, like, they both have something to promote? Because if you think about it, like,
that's always the case of a celebrity jumps in front of a moving bus to save a three-legged dog, who is pulling a child across the walkway, and a bunch of inmates get out and save, you know, it's like one of those, everything happens like that. This one, I honestly think they're kind of, you know, at first, they didn't know what they were doing, you know, where they were at. And then I think Channing's like, hey, listen, like, I'm not going to let something great walk out of my life.
Jesse J is really pretty.
And she's gorgeous.
Channing Tatum is also really pretty.
You know, and his ex-wife is about to give birth.
That's right. Yeah, she has somebody else.
She has her own engagement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, again, 10 years from now,
who knows?
We could see Step Up is being remade with Channing Tatum and Jenna's jealous. Ooh, who knows?
I'd watch that. I think I would watch that.
I think no matter how old Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum age, I think they'll always be very good looking.
Correct.
Kind of like Clooney-esque and be able to star in a Step Up remake from the original.
And I would watch it because the spinoffs were not
just
good.
As long as they're not like in high school anymore.
No,
that would be awkward.
But also I think Step Up Now would be pretty.
That would be awkward. All right. I want to hear your thoughts with this. So you're familiar with Miss Dolly Parton, right?
Of course.
And she is known for her, aside from her music, her
body.
Her body.
Bust.
So she's 74 years old.
Is she really?
Yes.
That's, wow.
Wait, it gets better.
Okay.
She wants to recreate her old Playboy cover next year. Now, question.
Oh.
Something like that. Now, where in the media world that it comes across our feed no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's definitely going to post it.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, do you stop and appreciate it? Or do you scroll past it going, no, thank you?
You know, I'd give it a like. On Twitter, I would give it a like.
I'm
definitely
Twitter.
Not going to share it on my Insta story. I'm not going to post it on my feed, but I would like it.
You'd
I'd say,
it
you
like.
Know, good for her.
And you would have
probably
to do
quote tweet it.
The interesting thing is, unless your friends like the same thing, not a lot of people will know that you liked it. So you kind of get by with it.
But I think it would be one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, a lot of people are liking it because it's just like, all right. Go ahead. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Like, so, one of those.
So, again, though, like we said, she's 74. If she does it next year, she'll be 75 years 75. Old, making her one of the oldest playmates ever to grace the cover of Playboy.
That'd be pretty iconic, actually. I think I would definitely, I'd buy it.
It would be like looking at a grandmother.
That's true.
It's weird.
Still, it's just, it's the culture.
It's the culture. I
would
I get it.
I would support it.
David,
I couldn't post it, though, because that'd be weird, but I would definitely like, all right, Dolly Parton.
It's one of those things that maybe you take a screenshot screenshot of and just hide it on your phone and be like, hey, did you see this?
just in case, like, conversation topic, water cooler.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
Sitting around with your friends, eating sushi on a Friday night, getting drunk, going, hey, did you see Dolly
Half
Parton?
Half-apps at Applebee's. That's the conversation.
$2 Long Island iced tea.
Absolutely.
Let's see. So Gwen Stefani, if you know, she's out in Vegas doing her thing. She actually took a break because she was just tired. I get it. You're running rampant between doing TV, doing Vegas, running a family,
a lot
of going on.
Right.
She was being pulled in too many directions, she said. So and she said, good thing I can lean on my boyfriend Blake Shelton. Now,
oh, they're not married?
No, they're not married. No, they're together.
Oh.
I'm sure those.
It's been a while though, right?
I'm sure that will happen soon. Soon enough, but I get it. Like, you and I'm sure we're pretty much the same person in the sense of, like, sometimes we want that celebrityism of that lifestyle because I guess the glam of it all,
right.
But we don't realize the work that goes into it.
It's a lot.
Like, having someone like Gwen Stefani, you're like, how could she be so tired? Mm-hmm. She gets on stage, she performs, and then, but not realizing that, yes, she performs all over the world.
Right, yeah.
And I get tired from traveling 20 miles in a car.
Yes.
And I'm sure as do you.
Same.
Sitting in traffic.
All the time.
Someone like her, I'm sure is just like, listen.
She has to, I mean, she's a mom too.
Girl needs
and all
a
the
break.
Things we don't know about.
Exactly.
I don't blame her.
Exactly. Did you watch SNL with Daniel Craig?
I did, and it was a very good episode.
I love the Weeknd song, the parody song that he did with On the Couch.
On the Couch, yes.
Where
had like the twist ending.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. At first you're like, oh man. And she's throwing him on the couches about a bunch of guys staying out late, and then your girl throws you on the couch, and then
not the case at all.
You want to know why you're on the couch? And she said, "Well, because you had sex on the couch,
yeah.
So you're sleeping on the couch."
Sleeping on the couch.
So I'll admit this.
Okay,
Daniel Craig, James Bond, have not seen a single one.
Really?
Have you seen the Bond films?
Yes, and it's kind of good that you haven't seen it because it's like good, bad.
Right.
So we're on high, like the next one.
The one that just got pushed back
to November.
November.
Is supposed to be a good one. It needs to be a good one because it's his last one.
It's his last one, and that's what I was about to say too. So he it's funny, he took to the stage on SNL. Now when you say Daniel Craig was on SNL and he responded to some rumors, you thought it would be a comedy, right? No,
yes.
He pretty much just said, hey, this is my last one, and I got pushed back because
of
coronavirus. I was expecting like a joke, and then I got the, oh, he's serious.
He's serious about it.
He's serious.
He looked disappointed. I mean, I can't imagine how stressful this must be.
Or this is like one of those tactical moves where he goes, this is gonna be my last one, and then the movie makes a buttload of money.
No, I think he's done. I think he's done.
That's what I said about the last one. But look, he came back to.
You're right.
So
but this one, it's like 25. So like after this, it could hurt like a whole new thing, a whole new bond, maybe like either like a female James Bond or a James Bond of a color, like something legendary for the next one.
I think Idris Elba would be
fantastic.
The
I don't think he wants to do it though.
But I also think where we're at in the world now, people want a little bit more than just another guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to see a woman, but the problem is it's like you're walking out on the plank. If a strong woman definitely needs to say, you know what, I'm going
to
do it because I will take the good along with the great. Because too many people jump down everyone's throats. The poor women that redid Ghostbusters are,
I was going to say,
still feeling it.
If you look at Birds of Prey too, like, I don't know if you seen it. Fantastic movie. Loved it. I bought it on Blu-ray and everything. But, like, a lot of people online, especially on Twitter, were like, it's a bad movie, this isn't this. They were, like chastising the whole thing without even seeing it. And it didn't make that much money. And I'm really, like, proud of Margot Robbie for sticking with it.
Of course.
Still being, like, on the bandwagon. I hope it gets a sequel or something.
I think Ocean's 8 did.
That was good, too.
It was
good. I forgot about that.
But my theory with when you put that many, including the Ocean's movies, you put that many stars in one film, it's never going to be great.
No.
It's just going to be, hey, that's a movie I can watch on a Saturday afternoon and sit through commercials and watch it.
Definitely.
So it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think definitely if they're going to continue, they will continue the Bond. And if they do choose a woman to do so, I think you still need to keep the storyline of a man being Bond open, or mm-hmm. the fact that a woman's picking it up, because the men that are out there just aren't doing it. But that's my personal opinion. I don't know how, and I know to each their own, as they
absolutely.
Say. All right, Dave, what else are you seeing, hearing about on your feed that you're feeling, want to talk about?
Open mic. This weekend, Justin Bieber's tour, like, downsized a whole bunch of
so it's interesting
stadiums, that arenas.
So yeah, so Justin Bieber came out at right after Yummy saying, hey, I'm going out on tour. I'm taking on stadiums, football stadiums.
And that was pretty big. Pretty big.
It's always a mm-hmm. big move. So how it goes is, just as an artist, and I'm sure, if you don't know, when you start out, you do what they call amphitheaters. You normally see them during the springtime.
Absolutely.
Outside.
A lot of country concerts.
Yeah, a lot of country concerts, smaller.
Like throwback people, too. Like, if you're going to, I think Kesha's going to be right. one of them, too. Yeah.
So you kind of start in, like, an amphitheater style yep. mm-hmm. Place like that. Then maybe you, first you start as an opening act. You start right. as an opening act going out in arenas. And mm-hmm. then you start in amphitheaters. Mm-hmm. Then you go from there to possibly smaller, not big-time arenas. Mm-hmm. Then you go to arenas like Madison Square Garden. You sell out Madison Square Garden a few times.
A few times.
You know, you do Radio City Music Hall and Prudential Center and venues like that across the country. Then, if and only then, you do well there, you go to stadiums. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking Lady Gaga probably will sell out stadiums.
Oh, definitely.
So mm-hmm. Justin Bieber said, hey, we're going to stadiums. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you bought tickets to Justin Bieber's tour, you got his album.
Right,
so
yeah.
So it was a package deal. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of people know that. So he sold it. He did well on his albums, mm-hmm. and he sold some seats to his show. Mm-hmm. In certain cities. Other cities,
not so well.
Not no. so well. So, mm-hmm. so David, what did they do this weekend?
They what went on they Ticketmaster, said that I know not in like big arenas, I want to say like Illinois or like more smaller cities.
Some cities, not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, they like made it from being, okay, well, your tickets are still going to be that great. We're just moving the arena. We're moving the show from the arena to
the stadium
to the arena. Yeah.
Right, to kind of fulfill and make it.
Yeah, and I kind of, like, I saw this coming from the jump. I really, like, if you listen to, not Purpose, Yummy, what's his album? Changes. It's not, like, a stadium-sounding album.
It's
There's
more
not a lot
about,
of, like, loud, it's really
right.
intimate. And I was like, oh, you know, listening to it, I'm excited to see what he does at MetLife, because that one is still.
You got tickets for that.
That
show?
No, it's I'm waiting.
You're
I'm
waiting.
Waiting until they go cheaper, because this album was okay.
You need a job first.
Also correct, yeah, because tickets are very expensive for nosebleeds. But it's not like a loud problem. If you listen to Purpose,
right,
fantastic album, but it also had like Skrillex and Halsey and Blood Pop. Like, it was a very loud sounding album with like dance songs and everything like that. Changes is more like acoustic, where he could be sitting down on a guitar and just
right.
doing everything.
More intimate.
Not like a lot of dance songs and all that stuff. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens after this tour, because mm-hmm. he couldn't cancel.
No,
because he already did that about 2 years ago.
Yes,
and,
I remember that. I got tickets for that, and it did not happen.
And it could be detrimental in the sense of saying, hey, you know, what's going on with his career? Hopefully it comes out through the top. You'd love to see it, you know, but I think the comeback story of all comeback stories will always be, for the last couple of years now, the Jonas Brothers. I mean,
I'm excited for
seeing their success.
New album in May,
and
new album.
Now, if the Jonas Brothers said, hey, we're going to stadiums, I too would be like,
If they did like a Disney Channel tour with like them and Miley, definitely, absolutely.
And then, if and only then, mm-hmm. maybe they'll respond mm-hmm. to your letter from 10 years
ago. If you see me on stage with them, just don't ask questions.
I know they looked at your mm-hmm. letter. They mm-hmm. finally, maybe they have it.
Somebody in Disney definitely like threw it out. I had my little like picture from like picture day at school and everything. I made it very official.
With the lasers in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I look cute. I'm just wanting to know why I wasn't picked to be like the fourth Jonas Brothers in the band.
All right. So if you go out to see the Jonas Brothers in Vegas or on tour,
I will be there.
Hopefully next year, and you see David on stage, just remember, hey, he's that guy from the podcast I listen to. And
I said this.
Dreams do come true.
They do.
All right. So David, open door invite whenever you want. Come on by, hang out with us. You do provide a lot.
Thank you. Hopefully
we could just help you get a job.
Please.
Get a job
anybody,
doing something, talking about what you love.
Anything.
I just can't get you on with the Jonas Brothers. That's the only thing I promise. All right, so thank you for listening. That's Celebrity Buzz. That's David. My name is Garrett. We appreciate you listening. We are back up and running. Leave those comments below on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen. We appreciate it. Have a good week, and we will see you or talk to you very soon.